World War One on the BBC.
Blood was shed in the streets of Dublin tonight.
The 27th of July. There's grim news from Ireland. Yesterday, the British Army opened fire on Irish nationalists in Bachelor's Walk in Dublin. There are four dead and dozens seriously injured. There's long been talk of civil war in Ireland. Now it looks close. One eyewitness gives an account.
I heard an officer give the command, load, and his charge obeyed. Seeing the danger, I tried to get a couple of women and a little girl out of the way. The little girl I shoved out of the line of fire, as six of the front rank knelt to shoot. The women then showed the greatest terror, and at my advice, several threw themselves on the ground. I saw the first volley fired, and I saw others stricken and fall.
There are riots on the streets, and the army is confined to barracks. Once again, the worsening crisis in Europe takes second place in the British press. In London, the Foreign Secretary, Sir Edward Grey, is paying close attention to Europe. The full text of Serbia's reply to the ultimatum has reached his desk.
I found the minister irritated for the first time.
The German ambassador in Britain reports his reaction to Berlin.
It appeared from the reply that Serbia had agreed to the Austrian demands to an extent such as he would never have believed possible. Should Austria fail to be satisfied with the reply, it would then be absolutely evident that Austria was only seeking an excuse for crushing Serbia. The result would be the most frightful war that Europe had ever seen.
The German ambassador wants Berlin to be clear.
If it comes to war under these circumstances, we shall have England against us.
Grey is pushing for Britain and Germany to mediate between Russia and Austria-Hungary. But the idea is not welcome in Berlin, where the government is increasingly resigned to war. The Foreign Secretary, Gottlieb von Jago, forwards the British proposal to Vienna, but tells the Austrian ambassador that it's just for show.
The German government does not identify itself with these propositions. On the contrary, it advises to disregard them, but it must pass them on to satisfy the English government.
Germany now faces a definitive breach with Britain, something Kerma heads in Berlin have always hoped to avoid.
The folly of the warfare which Europe has long been threatening to commit and at last seems determined to perpetrate must spell opportunity for the United States.
The American press are watching what they are calling the war madness in Europe. There's little appetite among the public or the government to get involved in a European conflict. But the New York Sun can see a bright side.
Commercial expansion will be supplied by the Panama Canal and the approaching modernization of the banking system. The economic future will belong to the American continent.
Thank you for downloading this program from the BBC. You can see a cartoon by the artist Zoom Rockman, inspired by the events in this episode, at the Radio 4 website.